really do enjoy food play. And I also get into CBT. My interest in food play started a long time ago. I even remember how excited I got during my first food fight. Oh, what a hot memory. Well, recently I was doing a call with someone that is curious about my interest in food play and really not sure if it was for them. So we talked, and I know this person is really into CBT, so my wicked little mind had some fun ideas. Oh, we had such a good time. I know he couldn't wrap his mind about how the two kinks could go hand in hand, and he had his doubts. Oh boy, did I prove him wrong. Well, you know, I know some of you are scratching your heads, squirming in your seats, listening to me, wondering, how did Princess Andy bring this about? Now, you're probably thinking hot sauce, right? I know that's what a lot of you are thinking, that I just brought out the hot sauce, but no. Mm-mm. And as much as that would have been fun, and yeah, hot sauce has been used a lot for CBT, I knew that this particular factoid has a lighter pain tolerance in CBT, and I, of course, respect that. But maybe over time we might be able to build that tolerance up. Give it time. But I did make a request, and, you know, I said to my fun little factoid, here's a list of things you can get to bring to our fun cock and ball torment session. The list went something like this. A small bag of potato chips, a baggie of dry rice, bag full of frozen peas. Of course, there are numerous other foods that I could use in a CBD session, but those were the foods I chose for this particular cherry-busting CBT food play session. I think I made a great point with this particular fucktoy, and we had a great time, and yes, no matter what you're into, I can rock that cock. So, if you are into food play, want to experience some CBT, I would love to experience that with you. This is Princess Andy at PhoneSexPrincessBlog.com.